Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, yesterday saw the first major attack, presumably by ISIS supporters, in the capital of the Kurdish area of Iraq, Erbil. The suicide car bomb killed at least 6 people. Kurdish forces have been fighting to retake areas of northern Iraq that are now controlled by ISIS. But until now, Erbil has been untouched. Mitchell Prothero is Iraq bureau chief for McClatchy Newspapers. He's in Erbil. And Mitchell, we say presumably ISIS fighters. Has anyone taken responsibility?
There's been a lot of chatter on what we would call credible but unofficial Islamic State Twitter and internet accounts taking credit for it. It's also just sort of an elimination of possibilities. I'm sure they're investigating exactly how or why it happened. And when I say they, I mean the Kurdish internal security forces. But I don't think there's much doubt in their minds, at least, where it originated from.
And how's that reverberating there?
You know, Erbil has a sense of safety to it that it's maintained even since the beginning of the U.S. invasion in 2003. Kurdistan, for the most part, didn't see virtually any of the ethnic violence that tore through the rest of Iraq. So this was always a very peaceful city, and it economically benefited from it to a huge degree. Businesses, starting even 2003 and 2004, you know, oftentimes moved up here as opposed to Baghdad to have a safe place to operate. The United Nations maintains virtually all of its Iraq presence now based out of Erbil. And so people are a little bit jumpy, but I would say that one of the things that has come to mind is people had expected incidents like this much sooner. The Islamic State's controlled Mosul just a few dozen miles away since mid-June. They are very fond of suicide bombings, would love to make the Kurdish government and the Iraqi government look weak. And from what I can tell, the security forces here break up attempts to do this sort of thing quite frequently. Mm-hmm. So there's been some inevitability to the sense of suicide bombs going off in Erbil, and maybe some credits due to the Peshmerga and the internal security forces that there have been more incidents like this so far.
That's interesting that it would be viewed that way, that this is reminding people that Peshmerga has been able to hold off ISIS fighters from Erbil. But catch us up on where the fight is. We remember the Kurdish fighters, the Peshmerga, hundreds travel to Syria to fight ISIS there. They've also been fighting them in northern Iraq, trying to take back the land that ISIS has taken, and reportedly have launched a new offensive against ISIS about this bombing. But is there a way of saying who's winning, you know, the Peshmerga or ISIS?
Well, it depends on what your end goal is. At this stage, I would call it a stalemate. The Peshmerga have had to reorganize themselves and are very lightly equipped. They were not prepared to combat such an enemy. That's been improving. On the Islamic State side, they've suffered setbacks. There's been a few things that they've lost that they very much would like to have kept. The Rabia checkpoint, which controls the main highway between essentially Mosul and their capital in Syria of Raqqa, has fallen to the Peshmerga in the past couple of months. They would like that checkpoint back. And in August, they did manage to storm in and take over control of the Mosul Dam. And under heavy American bombardment, the government was able to retake that dam from them.
Yeah. Just briefly, how's the refugee situation in northern Iraq? We've spoken about this. Hundreds of thousands of Iraqis who've had to flee the homes that ISIS took control of. They've come to northern Iraq, come to Erbil. They don't have traditionally good relations, the Arab Iraqis with the Kurds. We've heard that the Kurds have been using the fight against ISIS to, in some cases, get rid of some of the Iraqi Arabs that they've had quarrels with. How's that working out?
In terms of the security forces in the Kurdish government, they are hosting hundreds of thousands of people who are traditionally their cultural and ethnic rivals in terms of Sunni Arabs from, Baiji to Crete, Mosul. So it's a little unfair on them to say that they've pushed people out when they've accepted, God, upwards of 500,000. And is there discrimination and harassment? There's a little bit, but honestly, less than I would have expected and less than I'd expect from, somebody who's lived in the region for 12 years. This is not a kind place when you have to take refuge, among strangers. And so for the most part, the Kurds have been better than I would have thought. Hmm. But there are hundreds of thousands of people displaced in northern Iraq. Even in Erbil, One thing that there's a phenomenon, this place was really building up over the years. They discovered oil. A lot of people were dumping investment into the area as Exxon, Mobil, Total, Marathon, all the major oil companies were sort of flooding in people. So they were building malls and luxury apartments, and all that stuff stopped in June. And so now there's construction sites all over the city that are literally crammed with homeless refugees. Huh. You know, what was supposed to be a five-star mall is filled with Christians from the town of Bartello, which was taken over by, you know, the Islamic State in August. And they're living in winter conditions. And northern Iraq is quite cold in winter. It goes down to freezing some nights, you know, trying to build temporary housing. So I'd say just about every free square meter of Kurdistan has a refugee in it at this stage. So it is putting some tension on there. I know the United Nations has been pouring resources in, but it's not enough. They've got a humanitarian crisis here that's almost so vast you get used to it.
Mitchell Prothero, Iraq Bureau Chief for McClatchy Newspapers in Erbil in northern Iraq. Mitchell, thank you.
No problem. It's always my pleasure.